Any Ordinary Day, written and narrated by Lee Sales. I'm sure I'm not the only person to watch something awful on the news and think, that could have been me. But what is the actual chance that you or I could be swept up in a tragic event of the kind that makes headlines and permanently transforms our lives? One morning while I mull this question, I stop by the Lindt Cafe in Sydney for a cappuccino. Instead of powder, coarse flakes of Swiss chocolate float on top of the coffee. It's delicious, and I drink it sitting at a table with my back to enormous windows that front the outdoor plaza of Martin Place. Along another wall are glass cabinets with thousands of brightly wrapped chocolate balls and gift boxes tied with ribbon. Rainbow-hued macarons line up in a display case under the cash register, and the ding of a counter bell punctuates the hiss of the coffee machine every time an order is ready. The cafe patrons are as varied as the goodies on sale: young, old, frail, professional, touristy, weather-beaten, solitary, convivial. At one table, a 30-ish businessman methodically polishes his glasses with a handkerchief, an act so old-fashioned in a young person that it both charms and jars. A few blocks from the colourful Lindt Cafe is a courtroom whose colours run the full spectrum from light brown to dark brown. On the same morning that I sit sipping my coffee, 18 people, just as diverse as those sitting around me, are having a very different experience. One by one, they are stepping into the witness box at a coronial inquest. Nearly 2 years earlier, on a very similar day, they too had been at the Lindt Cafe. Sadly, they experienced one of those days that begin ordinarily enough, but don't end that way. Some of them were staff at the cafe, others were meeting friends or on a break from work. These strangers were forever united when a gunman, claiming to have explosives in his backpack, took them hostage. Man Haran Monis had a long history of violence and an affinity with the murderous Islamic State movement. He terrorised the group in the cafe for 16 hours, all of it broadcast live on television by cameras trained on the building. During the siege, many of the hostages escaped through various exits, but at 2:14 a.m, with five hostages still trapped, Monis executed one of them, the cafe's manager, Tory Johnson. Hearing the gunshot, police burst through the doors in a hail of bullets and glass. A cafe patron, Katrina Dawson, was killed. The three remaining hostages survived their injuries, but everyone in the cafe that day, even people who escaped early, was left with lasting trauma. I drink my coffee in the exact place where that all happened, and I dwell on it. Why is it that the people I'm with get to enjoy morning tea and then go about their business, but the others did not? A cafe is so non-threatening and familiar a setting that the Lindt siege caused most Australians to feel rattled and unsafe, even if they were nowhere near the place at the time. This is a common reaction to major disasters, and the more regular the scene of a catastrophe, the more our collective sense of security is undermined. The tragedy feels too close for comfort.